They say that William Gates has giant screens in the walls of his home on which he can summon up reproductions of the old masters, a photograph of a sunset, or a picture of a cute little kitty cat, each just a click away. But he also ponied up $30 million for one of Leonardo da Vinci's notebooks. How analog can you get? And last year he snapped up, as they say, the Bettman Archive, a collection of over 16 million photographs. These are being digitized and are already available over the internet for a small fee. Isn't that just like a mogul, though? He doesn't want a Picasso because it's a Picasso. He wants Picasso because it matches his neo-cubist rattan sectional. He claims that he wants technology to be fun, but making a profit, I have a hunch, runs a pretty close second. But hey, that's fine with me. I don't begrudge a buck to anybody, or rather, I begrudge everybody's bucks equally. A buck you make is a buck I'm not making, isn't that right? Now, apparently, Microsoft has poured over $400 million into what is called content, for lack of a better word. America Online and Microsoft, in fact, seem to be throwing talent into cyberspace with nothing but money between them and dry land. USA Today recently ran profiles of some of the executives who are leading what is called New Media's New Wave. One executive producer of the Microsoft Network was a dancer in Chorus Line and composed the music for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles soundtrack. Another is described as a cyber talent scout who screens pitches just like a television or movie producer. Alien invasion concept, she says. Why is that better on the computer screen than on my television? Well, good question. Another says, quote, there's some really interesting projects that I've seen that reach out to the same cultural demographic that we are trying to market to, unquote. Uh-huh, whatever. Another is developing a cyber drama with full motion video set in a sorority house, and one was the co-creator of The Spot, the web soap opera and first online hit. Their idea of interactivity is just television with voting. Should Judy go out with Bob or Bill? Should Policeman Dave go into the dark house or call for backup? Should the aliens destroy the Earth as we know it, or should we destroy them? Double-click on your avatars now. It's just pennies a day for desktop delivery of mindless dribble, and best of all, you control the outcome. I'd stick with Quake, my friends. At least if you're left hanging on William Gates' wall, you could maybe fight your way out. I gotta go.